Hi there, this is Laurieette Hughes of Four Leg Rehabilitation, your place for canine rehab online education. And today's topic, today's audio presentation, I suppose, is basically on everyday inspiration. And I'm just going to basically, I want to tell you some stories of me, and maybe that, maybe they're helpful to you too. So, I believe strongly that in paying attention to signs and noticing things that are going on around you and things that keep showing up. And essentially, when I see things two or three times in close succession, I always think, gosh, what am I supposed to learn from this? So, and we have this example all the time in my clinic. So, for example, what I had blogged about, that May was TMJ month, that, you know, all of a sudden we're seeing all of these dogs who had small dogs that had a dental, and they all have TMJ dysfunction, and it's like, holy cow, this is something I think I've been missing. And why? Why all of a sudden in May do I have three in a row? So any time that I see two or three things in close succession, I think, holy smokes, I'm supposed to pay attention to this. And what am I supposed to learn? So I have learned to pay attention to things that come in close groupings. Okay, I've also found then, so not just things like that, but when I have a recurring thought over and over again, and especially when it's combined with an unexplained urge to do something, so that I just sort of feel, oh my gosh, I feel so compelled to go there or do that or read this. Or so an example to give you for that is one of buying our cottage. So that's actually where I'm recording this from right now. And I had always dreamed of a cottage, but I work every Saturday. And so most people in and around Calgary area, they've got cottages that are out in BC and various places that are 2, 3, or more hours away. And I knew I would never, ever get to have a cottage because I work Saturdays and being a clinic owner, I don't take off weeks and weeks and weeks at a time that I could go somewhere far away. So I pretty much gave up on that idea. And then it came along that this little community, this little area was being developed out near, it's called Ghost Lake. And honestly, it's 20 minutes from my house. But I was following it. I saw somebody had posted something about it in the gym, and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. So I went online and I looked at it there. And then I saw something in a business magazine, a Calgary business magazine. It was a little advert for the same place. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. So, you know, I have been kind of following it online for a little bit. And then I had seen somewhere that they had some show homes. So one, I think it was a September long weekend about three years ago. That they had show cottages, three to be exact. And I said to my husband, let's go for a drive. Let's go out there and see what it looks like. So he's like, okay, fine. So we packed up the kids and headed out, and I quickly ran into the house and grabbed something and got back into the car. And he's like, what'd you get? And I said, well, nothing. And he's like, you got a checkbook. Why did you get a checkbook? I said, no reason. I said, I just wanted to have one. I kind of have a gut feeling about this. And he's like, you're going to buy a cottage today? I said, no, we're just going to go look, but I want to be prepared. So anyways, we did put in a deposit that day. And all of that was because I just had this feeling that I needed to go and look at these places. And I had a feeling ever since. So I paid attention to that. And I've got to say, this has been fabulous for my family and my husband and I, because my husband and I are both workaholics, total workaholics. And what I find at the cottage is that I can actually relax. There are nights I don't turn on the computer, which is very unusual for me. And I know what I'm doing right now is technically work, but it doesn't feel like it because I'm so inspired. What I find I can do at the cottage is sit there with pen and paper and come up with ideas and create and write things. So I have written blog posts up here. I'm doing this up here. It's just, oh my goodness, I love that ability to just let my mind be creative. That at home, it's like, okay, I can do a little bit of this, and then I better do the laundry. And, oh my gosh, look at my kitchen. It's a mess. So this has been absolutely fabulous. And even the kids are, I don't know where they are right now. They're not here. They're out. They're at Club Hub. So they're playing video games and been doing stupid things indoors because it's nice and sunny right now. But it doesn't matter because there's other kids there and they are socializing. And then they'll go down to the beach later. And so it's been fabulous for the whole family. Anyways, trying to sell you on our cottage. Never mind that. Another example of paying attention to and that unexplained urge is in even creating this website and creating fourleg.com. And I had this idea and I've been listening to different, I like taking online courses. So I've been taking online, I take online marketing courses. I've been taking online, this one is product creation. Another one is how to launch a product so that people know and are interested. And it's not just one of those, oh yeah, there's an email and then you forget about it. So creating fourleg.com, for me, I just really felt compelled to do it. And again, that's another thing, that paying attention to that burning desire inside you to just get something done. And then another one is even when I run into people over and over again and I think, what is this? What is this person supposed to mean to me? Am I supposed to be influenced by this person? Am I supposed to learn something from this person? Am I supposed to create something with this person? So when I keep running into people again and again, and even it's not running in like, you know, seeing people face to face, but, you know, okay, well, maybe I read something about that person and then I get an email from somebody else that mentions that person or, you know, all those sorts of things. I keep thinking, okay, that's my sign. I need to pay attention to that person. So, rather funny, but the example that comes to mind with this is actually my husband. And I met Peter when I was, oh gosh, I won't remember. Anyways, 20 or 21. And it was at a time in my life when I was having a good time. Just finishing up my, I think the first time I met him, I was in my third year of university, and having a good time. Let's just say there were so many fish in the sea, I could just pick whatever I wanted and decide to throw everything back, because the next time I cast my lure, there'd be another fish. So really quite full of myself, shall we say. So here comes this guy, and it's like, okay, yeah, I run into him at the University of Alberta, pig roast, and because my friend, another physio, and I, we used to hang out with the Aggies because we thought they were more fun. So we ran into him at pig roast, and that's fine, chatted with him, danced with him, and that was fine, and off he goes his way, I go my way, oh well. Then I ran into him again. Where was the next one? I ran into him again at the Calgary Stampede in a beer garden. Of all the places, I mean, thousands of people. And of all of Calgary, you could go to, yeah, I mean, you could go to a beer garden on any corner in Calgary during Stampede. Anyway, so here we are at the Crossroads Market beer garden with a couple of friends again. And here he is again. He and his brother, whom I had met at Pig Roast as well. And you know, this is terrible, but my husband remembers exactly what I was wearing the first time he met me. And I can't even, I don't even remember. I think I thought I had met him at the dance, but he recollects that I met him in the egg, what they called Egg Palace, where they like basically stuffed seven guys into a house. And all the parties were there. And he remembers exactly what I was wearing and where I was standing and what couch he was sitting on. And poor guy, I don't remember that at all. Anyways, so here we are at Stampede. Met him at Stampede, danced with him, all the rest. And I thought, come on, man, ask for my phone number. Oh, he didn't. So I thought, fine, plenty of fish in the sea. Plenty of fish in the sea. So that was that. And a few months later then, So Stampede's in July. So the first meeting was April. And then ran into him again in July. And then ran into him again in September at the Big Valley Jamboree. So friend and I went to Big Valley Jamboree, and we thought, oh, okay, this would be great. But it got rained out. So essentially we slept in our car and slept in the vehicle and all the rest, and we were kind of getting up the next day. And I believe we were brushing our teeth with our fingers, you know, just to at least make ourselves not so skanky the next morning. And who's walking by but Peter and a couple of other guys that we knew. And so we're like, hey, what are you guys doing here? So we chatted with them, and I think something happened anyways. As he was leaving, somebody crashed into his vehicle. And I ended up giving him a ride home. He and this other buddy gave them a ride home to somewhere, a town in the middle of between where he lived and where I was going. And so I thought, okay, well, that's weird. Here we are again, and still he didn't ask for my phone number. And I thought, all right, well, your loss. Plenty of fish in the sea, plenty of fish in the sea. And so that was that. Didn't hear from him again. And then I believe ran into him at Bar None, which is the big Aggies, big dance, great big thing that they hold in this huge, the Athletic, it's called the Butter Dome because it's a big yellow building. And so run into him in there again. And all is well, and we chat, and we visit, and that's all good. And he still doesn't ask for my phone number, for crying out loud. By this point in time, I'm thinking, okay, this guy keeps showing up for a reason. This is bizarre. And I enjoy his company, and we chat and all the rest, but, you know, the end of the evening or whatever function we're at, and he goes his way and I go my way, and I don't hear from him again. So, oh my gosh, where are we at? That was November. And then shortly thereafter, my friend who knew him, so Peter is essentially the brother of my university friend's high school friend. So I was going down to visit my friend at the town she was at, and I said, you know, Fauna, I said, you should tell your friend Janet that we're going to go to the bar in Longview on Saturday night, and that she should invite her brothers, one of which is Peter, she should invite her brothers, because, you know, we're going to be there, and it should be fun. So, anyways, the message gets back, and so we go to the Longview bar and have fun and all the rest, and there's Peter and his brother, and his brother ranches south of Longview. So once the bar closed down, we all then go to his brother's house, and we continue partying there. And I'm chatting with him there, and his brother's phone bill is out on the kitchen table. And I'm like, look at this phone bill. I'm talking to Peter then. Look at this phone bill. I said, can you believe it? There's not even my number on here. I can't believe nobody from here that's ever here calls me. And so I wrote my number on his brother's phone bill. And so that was it. Left that night. And I think it was maybe about a month later, and I get a phone call. And We were watching Dances with Wolves, so I answered the phone, Tatonka! And I hear this voice saying, hello, is Laurie there? And I said, just one moment, please. Oh, my God. Anyways, so he finally phoned me, and that was essentially the beginning of our relationship. All right, so, sorry, we'll carry on. One son just came home, so had to pause, so I'm not sure if you can hear them recording. He comes in and says, hello. Anyways, so that's a little bit about, you know, what in my past life I have recognized in regards to signs and things that keep popping up and things I feel I should pay attention to. So one book I really like, and I know I've recommended this before on somewhere, I think on one of the blogs, is a book called The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And it is, I love this book. And it's all about what they say, following your personal legend. That we all have a personal legend and something then that we are meant to do. And as well as, and it talks about paying attention to signs and believing in those signs. So what I, after reading this book, I thought, okay, you know, I should try and be more conscious about paying attention to those signs. So I started playing this game when I would drive to work. And driving to work for me is a 45-minute drive, so I've got plenty of time. Some of the things I've seen when I've been trying to pay attention to these sorts of things. So one I saw, this one portion of the stretch I was driving, the highway I was driving, I saw this magpie and a deer playing. And what was really fascinating, it was so cute because I could, you know, the stretch of the highway, I could watch them for quite a while. And the deer would kind of walk towards the magpie, and the magpie would hop, 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 hop away, or a little bit of flap and hop away. And they'd go that a few times, and then the magpie would take a few steps and fly towards the deer, and the deer would back up like, oh my goodness, he's coming towards me. And they were playing this back and forth, and I thought, oh my gosh, isn't that amazing? How many people have ever witnessed that? And I thought, I bet you there's not many people who've actually seen this, two different wild creatures playing together in this way. And I thought, well, what does this mean? If I look at that as a sign that I noticed that, and what an interesting thing to notice. And immediately what hit me was, Lori, take time to have fun too. And I thought, okay. Because, as I said before, I'm a total workaholic. So, to me, that's what I took from that. Take time to have fun as well. And other things I've noticed, living where I live, is oftentimes I'll just notice, and just it'll really catch me, the beautiful mountain views with that big Alberta sky and the clouds. And there's so many times I'm looking west and I see this, I think, oh, that's so beautiful. And what hits me, what I'm supposed to take from that is have gratitude. Be thankful for all the things that you do have. So those are some of the things that I noticed, that I started to notice after reading that book, The Alchemist. I highly recommend. Such a cool book. More recently, actually for the last couple of years I've been seeing, but really noticing, in that I'll be like, oh look, there's another one, in that they strike me, they draw my eye, is dragonflies. And so the other day, I was walking across the field, and there's all these dragonflies, and I'm like, I wonder what this means. I thought, and I kept hearing in my head, you know, when you get home, look it up. Look up the meaning of the dragonfly. So I did. And that's really what this, I've been talking a whole lot, trying to get to this part, because I thought this was so cool. So I looked up dragonfly, and basically is a Chinese mythology, and that it's supposed to symbolize prosperity, harmony, good luck, and victory. And North American Native Indians, it's supposed to symbolize happiness, speed, and purity. So that's good enough in and of itself. But they had this one website that I found had a whole description of the meaning of a dragonfly. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so what I need to hear. So it had five main points that they were making. So the first one being maturity and depth of character, that the dragonfly symbolizes change and a self-realization and an understanding of the deeper meaning of life. Oh, that's cool. It also talked about power and poise, which only comes from age and maturity. The next one was defeat of self-created illusions, meaning that it means to have a clear vision of the realities of life, discovering of one's own abilities, and removing doubts regarding one's own sense of identity. Ooh, that's cool. The next was living in the moment, and talks about living life to the fullest without regrets, and having an awareness of who you are, where you are, what you're doing, what you want, and what you don't want. And the last one is opening one's eyes and seeing beyond limitations and seeing beyond materialism. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is amazing.
all of these messages were ones that I need to hear right now. And I truly think that I've been meant to hear them, and that this is perhaps the universe's way of getting my attention with this. And really, why did I need to hear this? So to totally honest, tell you, you know, most of the feedback I've received about this website has been positive. In fact, all of it has, except for one person. And the comments of that one person have weighed on me so heavily and almost dragged me down. And there have been times when I was looking at creating this that I just about gave up and just about stopped. I mean, I'm paying my web designer and I'm shelling out thousands of dollars to get this. And I was like, you know what, is this worth it? Oh, I don't know. I should just give up. You know, well, then you'd lose this many thousand. No. And it's like, no, Lori, this is your passion. But, you know, that this negative comment weighed more heavily than it should have, given that really this one person's comments were likely self-satisfying and based on an inaccurate perception of what it was I was creating. But really, why? Why would I let that one negative voice outweigh the multitudes of positives that I had been hearing? And why would I, why is that? And is that something, I don't think it's just me that experiences that, that we let, sometimes we let that negative voice be louder than all the positive voices, because maybe it's easier to just give up. I don't know. So I'll tell you, what I got out of the dragonfly message for me was believe in yourself and what you're creating. Don't be afraid to stand on your own two feet. Don't be ashamed of representing yourself. And trust that you are doing exactly what you're meant to be doing. So in a nutshell, believe, trust, and don't be afraid. So I hope this serves you well. And I hope that you're inspired to also believe in yourself and in living your own dreams, whatever those might be. And to maybe search out your own dragonfly and watch for signs in your life and see what, you know, what you're being led to notice and do and get passionate about, okay? And watch for the signs. And I'd love to, if you'd let me know, you know, what it is that you're seeing and what it means to you and what you're realizing and learning about yourself, because I think it's so cool. I think it's so cool if we all start paying attention and just believing in ourselves and just making and creating these lives for ourselves that are more and bigger than what we started imagining for ourselves. So that's it. Thanks for listening. And like I said, I'd love to hear from you. So this is Lori Hughes of Four Leg Rehab, and we'll talk to you next time. Cheers.